via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden. All states must certify their results before the Electoral College meets on December 14th. Meantime, Trump announced that he will be traveling to the state of Georgia to rally supporters ahead of two Senate runoff elections that will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. The White House said the rally for the Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler would likely be held on December 5th. One of the reasons Republicans have stood by Trump and his baseless claims of fraud has been to keep his loyal base energized ahead of those runoffs on January the 5th. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it, in his words, his right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding that Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine. The South American country has the second highest number of coronavirus deaths in the world. Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the pandemic even after he caught the virus himself in July. Brazil's government has contracts in place for nearly 143 million vaccine doses with several companies, their main bet being the vaccine from AstraZeneca. Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said on Friday has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. For more news, as always, join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are still trying to reach at least 30 miners trapped underground after a shaft in an obsolete gold mine collapsed. Relatives of those trapped have kept vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday in the town of Bindura, well north of the capital Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made known. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for 60% of exports. People in the Philippines are trying to recover Friday from a deadly typhoon that has caused extensive flooding, killing at least 39 people. Typhoon Bamko struck Thursday, toppling power poles and trees, and damaging homes. Thousands of people have been rescued through waters that are now receding. The military was rescuing people in places where the water remained high. More than 350,000 people were evacuated to safety, mainly residents in the low-lying coastal areas. Officials said almost 2 million homes remain without power in the metropolitan Manila area. A Turkish court handed down life sentences to more than 300 military and civilian personnel for their roles in a failed coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government in July 2016. 70 other people were acquitted in the trial 3 years ago, while some received prison sentences of between 6 and 16 years. The takeover attempt left more than 250 people dead, thousands others injured. The incident led to a massive crackdown. 130,000 people were fired from their government jobs. The defendants were also accused of working at the behest of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of masterminding the action. He has denied any wrongdoing. Turkey is seeking his extradition. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin. Preliminary results showing on Thursday after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from voting. Gabor's opponents have accused Gabor's camp of massive fraud, but the Electoral Commission dismissed those claims, and an international observer mission gave the election a mostly clean bill of health. In a statement after the results, opposition members said they reserve the right to pursue legal action without providing details. For more news, join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.